Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
The pink sweater. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
And you know why we're here. But, Margaret, what are we talking about today?
Today, we will be discussing the latest production news for the upcoming third and final season of Young Royals. Specifically, we're talking about the official trailer for season 3.
Yes. Woohoo! The nature of this episode, being bonus content directly related to the plot of the show, means that unlike all other episodes of our podcast, we will not restrict ourselves when it comes to spoilers. Anything both of us have watched is fair game, and we have both seen up through season 2, episode 6, and all of the season 3 sneak peeks that have been released. We repeat, this episode could and likely will contain spoilers for the entire show up through the recent sneak peeks and the trailer. You have been doubly warned. Alrighty, let's fucking go. Mark and I are kind of on a time crunch with this episode, but up top, I do want to say to everyone in our DMs, in our comments on Instagram, asking when this has been coming, I'm going to take full blame for it taking this long to have us record this.
No, to be fair, it was both of us.
It was both of us. Actually, you know, you're right. Shared blame.
I had a migraine. You worked. You got sick.
Yes. Just... similar to the last bonus episode released, like about that was also after the trailer had already came out, but wasn't about the trailer. The universe has just been really against us in the most trying and stressful time of this podcast we're probably ever going to have in terms of getting content.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being patient with us. This will be, I don't know when this is going to be out, but I know whenever it comes out, everyone who sees it is going to be like, where have you been? Why are you so late? And for that, I'm sorry. But given how long this potentially is going to be, I hope we can make up for it. And at least how much detail we're going to go in, I hope we can make up for it. With that being said, I'm going to share my screen, Margaret, and we're going to react to the trailer together.
Let's fucking go.
Starting the trailer in 3, 2, 1, now. Oh, can you now?
Jesus Christ.
This song is literally stuck in my head.
That shot breaks my heart with the flag. I don't, like...
I don't know what it means, but we'll talk about it. Oh, pink sweater.
I don't either, but it breaks my heart.
You don't say they're tense. Like, what? Say it, Simon.
Honestly, somebody had to say it, and I'm glad he did.
Who are you? It's where I can go. The place that no one knows.
There's so much happening that I don't even feel like I can react to anything. Even though I've seen it so many times.
Oh, that line. Love shouldn't have to be difficult.
It hurts so bad.
Stop.
Not the fucking music room, I swear to God.
They're crying!
The tears.
And so are we. Rude. Serious finale. Okay. So hopefully that was in any way entertaining. Because I can't cut any of that. So...
no matter how many times I watch that, I still feel like I did, like, I can't process any of it.
Yeah. Which is why I am here. Because...
Thank God.
Listeners, I haven't hyperfixated on something like this to this extent in a bit. And when I tell you every single shot of this less than 3 minute trailer has been written down in this document and described with most of them with commentary. And so I just need to keep going. Okay. So first thing we see, I'm going to try to guide Margaret can we both just agree that we're going to have it like up?
I have the tab already up and muted so I can just go through.
Right. I'm going to do that real quick. All right. So we start with what I'm calling like the lake scene expanded, because like anything that's related, if you haven't seen the previous like released content to this, like we're relating back to that, and we're not going to talk about it more than what shows up in here, because a lot of it is expanding off the thoughts we had in previous episodes. I think we should wait to talk about the lake scene until the end of the breakdown when they bring it back, like towards the end of this breakdown, because it like we only see flashes of it, and it's a great setup for the opening of the trailer, but we don't have enough context to talk about it right now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we get, how did you think it would be as a voiceover, which we know mm-hmm. is from the first look. And we see a glimpse of what happens after that first look, which I'm like, validation, we fucking called it. One of us, and potentially both of us, were like, what are the chances that they just go off to like a room or like Wilhelm's room and at the very least make out or just legitimately just have sex in the palace? And the fact that we might be, looks like we're probably right.
But I think that's Hilarska.
Really? But the
looks like the hallway at Hilarska.
But the context of that, though, like, how did you think it would be? And then potentially being like, I don't know. That's where my brain went. I could be totally wrong. You could be definitely be right. But I don't know. I think it'd be cool if we'd be right.
The hallway where Wilhelm's room is in Hilarska, because it's that green. And like white with the pictures that we don't see in the palace. Granted, we don't see much in the palace, but like that's what Hilarska looks like.
Yeah, that's fair. But are they? Oh wait, let me. This is obviously at the very beginning of my breakdown, so I wasn't pausing as frequently. Oh yeah, that is actually, it almost certainly is Hilarska.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I guess take that back. But, you know, I still believe we could be right. But anyways, we got to keep moving. Villa and Simon sharing the back of a car is the next thing. And Simon is not in his Hilarska uniform, so I'm more than afraid we're not getting the immediate aftermath of the end of season two.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. But at the same time, these outfits, and I'll be talking about outfits a lot in this breakdown, because I basically tracked every outfit in every scene to scene where we see with the same outfit to group them together by what period, what like scene they all come from, like what episode they come from. And so this is the same these are the same outfits as the promo picture of Happy Christina, which tells us nothing other than it might tell us nothing other than it could still hold up by our theory that this is like later in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like we guessed episode 5. Mostly because Simon and Wilhelm don't seem very happy with each other. So it seems like stuff has happened since we last saw them. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Then we get the voiceover of Villa saying, I wish we could have a private life, my heart. And then this is said as the paparazzi take pictures through the car window.
Yep.
The car drives up to Hilarishka. I'm pretty sure that's Hilarishka. Like, I'm almost positive. Right?
Wouldn't that be the palace, though?
I looked it up, though. That's not what the Swedish royal palace looks like from the outside.
Okay, then sure.
So I think it's... I think... Because it mirrors to me the approach to Hilarishka with Eric.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, setting and vibe and, like, the direction and everything. So, again, I could be wrong. These are all just my interpretation. And this is why there's two of us, so we can have two different interpretations. But the Swedish flag is flying lower than I feel like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most flags fly at the top of flagpoles. But it's also not really like half mast, as we would say, which is usually for like a time of mourning or like national like recognition or remembrance. But also, like, I don't know, like, what like national tragedy could have occurred, or I could just be like really overthinking this. So, but
I mean, but is it going up? I keep watching that scene over and over again, and I can't tell if it's being raised or if it's just flying different. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fair. It doesn't seem to be moving is the thing. So, I don't know. Honestly, it hasn't been that long since Eric, so I could see it still being down for that.
Yeah.
But, again, this breakdown is really going to just be sort of a drive-by through the entire thing because neither of us have the time and neither of us really can afford to go and do super in-depth with this. Because any more wild speculation, and like, we're just kind of, honestly, I'm afraid at this point of, we have enough information now that I don't want to get our hopes up and create the story in our heads that isn't what the story ends up being.
Correct.
And setting ourselves up for disappointment. Now, not that I think that would really like happen, but like, it's a possibility, and it's less of a possibility if we only engage with what we get, what we have. So we have the Felice texting Villa, which is the most recent visual clip that was released, and that we now have that scene recontextualized of Villa and Simon walking into what I presume is like, I think looks like the worky area, like the study area. Stella, Rodrigo, Henry, and Walter look intrigued by like intrigued by the tea, just like the drama of the two of them entering a room together. And Villa is wearing the pink sweater. So
the pink sweater.
To me, I feel like that means we can be reassured that he and Simon at least reunite the day of Villa's return to school.
Yeah.
Which, like, for me, I'm like, phew. Like, I know that was a really big question based on how that last official clip ended. Like, where is Simon? Where does this fall on the timeline? What has happened? And, like, we could, I think, definitely, and I think we probably will find out that, like, stuff has happened before Wilhelm came to Hilarishka, where he and Simon did see each other or at least interact. But to know that they haven't been separated, they're going to be, like, going through their first time at Hilarishka as a couple, like, from day one of Villa coming back. Is cool. And for me, I was really heartbroken by the absolute switch up to me of Villa's expression being like, yeah, and we're dating, and Simon looking a little uncomfy at the attention on them.
Yeah,
like Villa is a lot more like steeled for like and like more like defiant than Simon is in that moment, which I think is really interesting.
It is interesting.
Side note, it's at this point that I scoured the internet for an answer to what the song is playing in this trailer, which I was kind of singing along to at one point. Listeners heard that in our reaction. Because the season 2 trailer had literally like the song that tied the season together, I like wanted to find out what the song was, but everyone seems in agreement that it's an unreleased song, possibly written for the show. So that's cool. But without an obvious place to discuss the song, I'm just going to put the lyrics here, which is, best as I can understand, it's a little bit like, there's the production on it is weird, and because there's so much like other like background music around it that like I can't fully tell what it's being sung some of the time. But as best as I can say, it's, you're just like the drug that I need. When I'm with you, I feel high as can be. Take me to the place I'd like to go. Take me to the place that no one knows. And then I best guess on this one is, you're some kind of drug that I can do. And that's said like 3 times. And then there's some like haunting ooze throughout that will live in my head forever.
Yeah.
But to keep going on with the trailer, then we see Villa and Simon at a Halerska bonfire in uniform. It's a special occasion, I think, based on their, based on how they're dressed, but I don't know anything else. Was this, I don't think this was in the list of Frederica's list of activities, because I like went back and checked and I don't think a bonfire was mentioned. And basically we got our first real line of actual dialogue being said in a scene that we see, which is Villa saying, "Simon, is it so strange that I want to have a somewhat normal life again?" And then I'm like, "No, it isn't, sweetie. No, it isn't."
Yeah.
And like,
it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah. And Villa looks so like tentatively happy imagining this. And Simon does look to me like, "Yeah, that would be great, but I'm not sure that's possible."
Yeah.
And the switch up of that again fucks me up, because
right.
You have the like tentatively hopeful Villa and the Simon who is like being a little bit of a realist, understanding the ways of understanding that like there's some things you can't go back on.
Mm-hmm.
And like the idea that like Simon is already is at the start of accepting and like realizing that like private life just isn't gonna be an option anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least with the current state of affairs and like with Wilhelm still being crown prince.
Yeah.
And then there's a single shot of Wilhelm being crown prince moody because Christina in voiceover says one day you'll be an amazing king. And like, she's not totally wrong with the institution, but the institution, we all know the drill. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no context beyond that one like moody shot. Then there's a later continuation of the sharing the car sequence from earlier in the trailer. We find out August is there too, secretly looking secretly owned and ashamed, but like putting out a proud face. Like Wilhelm is seriously either like just sent a like either thrown him like daggers and like a cutting look, or like said some sort of jab that has partially gotten to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Simon has his backpack, which I noticed, and I just noticed he has no tie.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why that also messes me up. Is it because it's just like, does Simon just not have time to get a tie? Does he not have a tie? It's, I have so many thoughts about this lack of tie, but we have to move on. I think the voiceover then is...
I'm more heartbroken about the fact that he's looking at the floor and you're focusing on his tie.
That's fair. Priorities.
I'm like, wow, he won't even look up, and you're like, where is his tie?
Yeah, Simon is clearly very nervous, but like, then, okay. But the focus of this is that the voiceover of who I think is Villa's publicist lady from like the pilot of season one.
Mm-hmm.
From the, like, we don't see her, but I think that's who is talking. Is someone says, I know things are tense between you and August.
That's the downplay of the season.
Yeah, which it could be. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, no, you fucking think so? Shit, that's an understatement. And like, that yeah. Could be Christina also says that, but also she is that. If she does say that, then she's even denser than I thought she was.
Which, I mean.
Yeah. And then Villa walks away from August in a way that feels so satisfying. Then we see a royal palace meeting. And my first impression, that I immediately went to, is this is the same day as the first look, the how do you think mm-hmm. it would be scene. Second impression, why in the fucking world would the palace seat Simon on the opposite side of the table from Villa with only August's stepfather / lawyer between him and Simon?
I mean, why do you think?
I mean, yeah, but like, it's so rude that I am just appalled.
Yeah, but like, do they really care about him? No.
Yeah.
Do they care they
don't
about
care
Wilma?
Yeah, they don't care. No. They don't care about Simon's comfort, but I do, which means I am furious.
Well, yes, but...
Okay, and then August says, I love the monarchy, and I'm like, tell me something we don't know.
Do you, though?
Also, that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, in the same way, like, do you, though? You know what I mean?
You love what the monarchy does for you and your status.
Right, right.
Which is kind of the same thing.
I guess, but, like...
But... You at least support the monarchy's continued existence wholeheartedly and without reservation.
Right, but if you love the monarchy, you wouldn't have posted a sex tape of your cousin.
That was about Villa, and he in his own head thought that was protecting the monarchy.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. Yeah, but it's.
And I think we should hold him accountable.
Perception versus consequences. Anyways, and then Villa says, "You'll never be a part of my family. There's no way I'm letting you take over." And I'm like, "Wait, that's still an option? This has to be. Please, someone tell me this is before Sarah's phone call is discovered." Like. Please tell me this Royal Palace meeting is after the end of season two, like in episode one, and is like.
But they're not wearing their school uniforms, so like
they change.
That's
my only thing is that they let them change, because it is some distance between Bjarstad and like they're gonna have to like take a car some ways. So.
Well, yeah, but like. Some time passed for that phone call to surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Only thing I can think of is that miraculously the Bjarstad police are not immediately in the pocket of the royal family and have kept that information to themselves while they start their investigation.
Yeah. Could be.
Villa and August library confrontation, which we'll see many clips of. The start of it is August saying, "You're not king yet," and pushing Villa. I wrote down the incandescent rage I think we will experience this season around August will be unparalleled by any previous season.
I can't wait to blast him so hard for six character episodes.
I didn't think it was possible that would be the case, but the second I saw him push Villa and say, "You're not king yet," I was like, you've built up enough ill will with me that I don't fucking care what happens to you this season. You know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I cannot wait to put August on blast, even more than we already do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I can't wait.
All the, presumably, like, pretty much our entire audience is August haters. Like, we're just going to keep
getting. I think everybody should be.
We're just going to keep going harder on him, honestly, as the show goes on.
As we should.
Pretty much, like.
If he pushes my boy, he pushes my boy in the library.
Yeah.
He's going to catch these hands.
Yeah. But we'll come back to that because we get multiple more clips of that. Simon serves Villa the hard truth, where they're in front of the lake, but I don't think it's the same as the lake scene, but I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Because it's like a different, slightly could different, not tell you. It's like a slightly different time of day. So like, it's hard to tell. I think they're in different yeah. clothes. I would have recognized that, with the way my brain has been working with these. Oh yeah, yep, different clothes. I'm pretty sure. And he says, "What do you think is so good about the monarchy? I'm just saying, I've seen how it makes you feel."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "And you should say it." Like,
you should. He absolutely, like, somebody needed to say it.
Like, but, and like, you need to hear this from someone who loves you, Wilhelm.
Yes.
And Wilhelm looks pensive, as he should.
Yeah, he's actually thinking about it instead of being like, "Well," and it's like,
yeah, instead of immediately jumping to defense, he's like, "Well, yeah."
Which makes me very proud of him.
It is.
Might I say?
Same here. And then Hilarska, there's establishing shots of extras. I do not recognize a single person in those shots. And voiceover of some new lady saying this school's entire future depends on this investigation. The voiceover overlaps into Sarah spotting August at the lockers. And I wrote, "Get it away from me." Random dramatic shot of Felice opening her eyes. No idea what this means. Then a drama shot of a blonde-haired woman from the voiceover walking through Hilarska students in the common room and leading her into her, shocking them. And I'm like, I could be, and I almost certainly am, limited by the English sources, but I have no idea who this lady is from Googling. She seems either like a badass or someone I could hate immediately. if anyone gets this reference, she's giving very Hope from Sex Education season three vibes.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying, like, she possibly gives, like, new headmistress vibes. I'm like, where's Annette or the police? Like, she's either the police or she's, like, new headmistress because Annette has been ousted or something by the board of directors after what happened.
What I don't understand, though, is I've literally never heard of a school shutting down because of, like, a police investigation.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I guess I've also never been to a private high school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on there.
But I think if, like, there are some, like, serious doubts about, like, that this institution can keep being what it claims to be.
I see.
And if enough of the board of directors are, like, or like trustees are, like, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No money.
Yep, no money. No board of trustees, no school. Like.
Yeah, I see now.
Yeah. And she says, Halashka could close down, effective immediately. I'm like, effective immediately terrifies me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then this investigation is about the sex tape, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's gotta be, right?
What else will there be?
Unless there's a new thing that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this show is not really not necessarily about double mumbo jumbo. If it has one element of drama, like, it's gonna keep focusing on that until it's done.
Yeah.
All right. There's a moody shot of Villa being pensive in the library. And it's the same outfit as You're Not King Yet. And I'm like,
and his eye looks swollen.
Oh, I didn't even recognize that. Good call.
Like, our left, so it would be his right, unless I'm getting the mirroring wrong of a camera. Right,
yeah. And maybe thinking about whether or not he even wants to be king.
Mm-hmm.
A short shot of Villa walking into the Royal Palace meeting room. This took me a bit, but that's totally what it is. Through the blurry, it's clear that the windows match.
Mm-hmm.
It's like from the same direction as that other shot that we saw in the room. And there's a voiceover Christina saying, we can't have any more of these scandals. And this is finished off with Queen actually saying the line, finishing it off. I'm like, literally, none of this is your son's fault. And I swear, if you're talking to him in this scene, and then we get a reverse shot of Villa being emotional in his first look / Royal Palace meeting outfit. And I'm like, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we get a voiceover of Christina saying, you're supposed to be able to take over from me. And then Villa being pensive in a blue jacket saying, what if I don't want to? And I'm like, fuck, how is this more raw than threatening to abdicate on Instagram Live?
Real.
And I think the answer is that, like, this, that is a dot line of dialogue said with a lot of thought behind it.
Yeah. Because the Instagram Live was very heat of the moment. This is, like, this has been brewing now.
Like, Wilhelm's impulsivity is gone in that moment. He is like, I finally need to actually ask this question seriously.
Yeah.
Instead of out of emotion. And, like, assuming this is where I think it is in this season on first look day, like, and assuming this, like, continues on from the scene we just saw, then it looks like we might be establishing out the gate, assuming the Royal Palace stuff is at the start of the season, that Wilhelm will have a lot of thinking to do, which, given the number of times I've written Wilhelm being pensive in this breakdown, that seems to be corroborated by our evidence. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I think setting up Wilhelm asking, what if I don't want to, at the start of the season, and then have him just kind of keep coming back to that question, feels like an arc that makes sense for the third and final season of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we have Villa and Simon in a hammock by the lake at sunset, with Villa wearing the blue jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Just the feelings.
Yeah. Can we, like, isolate this?
Yeah. Like, if this part of the lake sequence of scenes, the emotional roller coaster of this will be the death of us.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, around the same time of day, too, which means it's, like, we go from that, like, beautiful hammock thing to what happens at the end of this trailer. And I'm not even going to talk about it until we get there. Villa and Simon are being caught by a paparazzo with a camera. There's a voiceover of Jan Olaf saying there's an increased threat level against the Crown Prince. And Simon sees a rock that's been thrown through the window, one of the windows of his house. And in all caps, I wrote down, why did not I not think of this as a possibility? I'm scared for both of them, but Simon especially.
Yeah, because Simon is more vulnerable in this situation.
He is. And, like, where else is he going to go?
Right.
Like, is the royal family going to pay for him to stay at Halerska? Like...
Or have security detail.
Right. But, like, that's going to be its own hell. I mean, but I guess Simon will get what Willem has been going through. And then we see a super quick shot of Villa in a suit wrecking a table of presents. Do you have any ideas about what this could possibly be? Like, I wasn't able to connect this outfit to any other scene. And, like, my go-to answer...
Do we know when his birthday is? Or, like...
I don't... Oh, him turning 17. Because my go-to answer was August's birthday. Because the drama of that would be kind of... The drama of that would be kind of funny.
It would be.
But it being kind of like his first birthday without Eric also makes...
Yeah.
Sense. It's less funny, but makes more sense. Like, the logic of it being August's birthday doesn't fully track. But, like, it, now that I think about it, it being his birthday... Like, having us fully cross over into him being 16 for the entire series and then turning over into 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have Villa and Simon's hug. I, again, can't connect these outfits to another scene, which honestly just makes me excited about the amount of Willman together we're going to get in this season.
It's going to be a lot.
If we've already seen so many different outfits with them in the same shot.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot.
Like, selfishly, as someone who has to pick the screen cap for the episode art for Revolution, I'm going to have so much more to choose from years from now.
We're also going to have much longer Revolution episodes years from now.
Yeah, probably. and this is a really cute but devastating, yet devastating hug.
Because Simon is grabbing onto Wilhelm's shirt.
Yeah. And this is on a balcony near nature. My theory, I could be totally wrong, that this is some sort of safe place to stay for a bit until the threat level has decreased again.
Oh,
like, it's some sort of holding in the royal family where they have to, like, send them off. Like, this is really... That's really out there, and it would be, like, a truly high level of drama, but, like... Season 3 is the time to do that, if you're going to do it.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right. I'm just going to keep whispering fuck into my mic, because that's all I can think of after you said that.
And if this is true, I have a brand new idea for where the lake scene might take place.
Oh, shit.
Villa and Simon facing each other, about to kiss, in uniform, is the next little shout. And based on the background, I'm guessing this is the same bonfire night.
Mm-hmm.
Exterior of a palace, but not the royal palace in Stockholm. Again, I looked up what it looks like on the outside, and that was also not it. And it's like near this palace. It's like a palace near the water. And then we voice over from Wilhelm to Simon, saying, "Everything you do now represents me and the royal house." And
no pressure.
I'm like, harsh but true. Like,
yeah, I guess, but still, that's a lot.
It's a lot for him to say, and he could definitely probably... I could hear that he wasn't saying it the most tactfully, but, like, how else do you say it? Like,
no, you're right.
I have no idea what that palace is, but oh well. Simon is walking through the royal palace in awe.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate reaction on his face. And they're in a line, Wilhelm leading the way.
Is that his mom in front of him?
Yes, Linda behind Wilhelm and Simon dragging behind. And I was like, wait. I was like, now that we know some of the context of these outfits, do they not let Linda into this meeting?
Oh, fuck.
Because it's the same outfits, but then Linda is not in that shot of the meeting.
That's fucked.
It is. Like, they invited her to the palace, or she came with Simon to the palace. And unless age, ooh, wait a second. I just realized something. Age to drive in Sweden. 18. That's why Marcus had to chauffeur Simon.
Wait, what?
So.
Why are we talking about Marcus? I don't want to talk about Marcus.
Sorry. Linda would have had to drive Simon to the palace if
I see.
The royal family wasn't going to do it themselves. Or she still could, also definitely could come for moral support, but like if they weren't maybe fully planning on her to come, or
he's a minor, his mom should be in that meeting.
Yeah, but what
if she wasn't a minor, his mom should be in that meeting. Jesus.
No, yeah. What I'm thinking is that Simon's supremely awkward placement in that meeting could be because they weren't even going to let Simon sit in. If someone had to push for even Simon to be left in that meeting, like brought to that meeting, like, that is fucked.
That's so fucked.
And now I'm mad at a hypothetical.
Just when I thought I couldn't hate Christina and the royal family even more.
But just like what the show.
I'm mad at this.
But like that's like what this entire show is, being mad at hypothetical.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have voiceover punctuated with a paparazzo shooting a picture of Simon as he heads home from Hellerska.
Is paparazzo the singular of
yes,
paparazzi?
Is that
why you keep...
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
That's crazy.
A paparazzo, the paparazzi.
I thought you were just doing it funny, but then you said it again.
Yeah. No, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And Simon looks miserable.
Yes, he do. He looks miserable in the next one, too.
And I'm like, confirmation that Simon will be staying at home with Sarah? With 3 question marks?
Oh, that as well.
Like, at least for that part of the season, he's headed home. After school.
Yeah.
Then we have Simon and Villa in class. With Villa seemingly mad at him. A possible mirror to 2-5, where Simon is getting, we're getting the solo taken away from him, made him passive aggressive to Villa in class.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my immediate thought.
Yeah.
And then there's a voiceover of
Simon. I mean, just anything season 2, honestly, when we're sitting in class.
Yeah, fair. But then we have the voiceover of Simon saying, I always try to be there for him, but whatever I do turns out wrong.
Heartbreaking.
Which has to be, I think there's probably other events that have led to him saying that, because
yeah,
everything that's happened season 1 and 2, I don't fully see that, but also the fact right. that might be eventually the angle that Simon takes on their entire relationship up to this point is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing all the times that Wilhelm has pushed Simon away despite Simon's best intentions to be there for him. Like, if that does happen again, like, there's no way that doesn't trigger Simon and making it feel like a pattern, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure Villa's angst in this scene is totally about Simon. Like, he could just kind of be shutting down and not letting Simon in.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me think about how Villa's worlds have now fully come together.
Yeah.
Simon and the royal family are now the one life for him to live, which means no more compartmentalization, and that Simon is no longer an available escape from his family problems. And yeah, now they're more intertwined than ever. So yeah, like that avoidance, active or not, we would sometimes see in scenes between Wilhelm and Simon before, that can't happen anymore because
right,
his relationship with Simon is now tangled up in his relationship with his family and his thought and his really deep thoughts about what he's going to do about being crown prince.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than they already were. Like they were never not related to each other, but now they're basically one and the same.
Right.
Because the world has made it so, but regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme close-up of Wilhelm and Simon of Vilman leaning their heads against each other. It's so blurry and vague, but I'm connecting this scene with the cute yet devastating hug as I think I see some of the balcony in the background, even though it's blurry. There's a voiceover from Simon saying, "Love shouldn't be this difficult."
Fuck.
And I'm like, so true, bestie, but I don't love the placement of that sentiment in this context.
No.
Like, I just hope it's more of the external pressure making it difficult rather than further lack of communication.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I get that there's only so much Simon can do in the situation when it comes to Villa's struggles, but I hate this line coming after we see Villa having shut down again.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, like, at least that's my reading on what's happening in that classroom scene. And I can't dwell on this. I'll just worry myself more about a possibility that, like, might not even be true. So I'm not going to worry about that line until I have to worry about it. Wilhelm on a motorcycle, presumably Ayub's bike, while Rash's has no passenger. And so I see this as like a mirror to season one, episode two.
Mm-hmm.
Where of like them on the motorcycles, but I'm like, where the fuck is Simon? Like, I hope they like just dropped him off or something, but that literally makes no sense because they're heading towards Hilerska, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
but it's like just Ayub and Raj with like Wilhelm on Ayub's bike.
Is that Wilhelm or is that Raj? Or, I mean, is that Simon?
I thought it was Wilhelm in my eyes.
Because, wait a minute. Because we're just looking at the shot of the bikes from the back, right?
Yeah.
Because that green jacket does not belong to Wilhelm, I don't think.
But it looks like Wilhelm's face. Oh, wait, or is it Simon? It might just be really bright. It might just be really bright. Because with how, like, pale the skin looked, it looked Wilhelm to me. But now that I'm looking at it, it does look
at, like, didn't we see Simon wearing that jacket somewhere else?
Oh yeah, so that is Simon's jacket, and that's definitely Omar. What am I thinking? Yeah, I just didn't zoom in on the face. Once I did that, it's totally Omar. So, anyways, that solves the breaking of my brain. Felice glancing over at Sarah, looking guilty. Felice's voiceover: "How do you get over your best friend?" Me, oof. I'm glad Sarah still looks rightly guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And this is confirmation, I think, that the first cool girl squad photo from the promo photos was this moment, based on what I believe is the back of Stella's head.
Mm-hmm.
It's blurry. It's blurry, but it's the same background and like the same lighting and everything I checked. So yeah, that made that connection. Then we have black-suited Simon hugging a crying Sarah.
Which is confusing to me. I'm not going to lie.
This looks, I imagine and hope, super earned.
I hope so.
Having this be black-suit Simon, who we've pegged as later in the season, because it's the same thing he's wearing in the like sharing the car scene where he and Willem look like their relationship looks off.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me wonder, however, like how much interaction him and Sarah will have leading up to this moment and what Sarah does to deserve this hug.
Right.
Because Simon looks like he reaches forgiveness, which I thought would happen, but I'm curious to see how we get there. And I'm glad that it, by my estimation, using a lot of estimation, a lot of guessing, that it seemingly takes most of the season for that to happen. Mm-hmm. Then we get into what I call the flashes, which is largely just things that I don't really have maybe that many thoughts about, and just literally, you know, that parts of trailers, and especially this trailer, if you've watched it, of just a thing will happen that like takes like 1 or 2 seconds. So
yeah,
we're just going to go through those. the colorful light scene, which is what I'm going to call that, which this could be two different scenes, but the lighting is so similar. I just put them together, even though everyone's wearing different clothes in two different versions of them. And we're just going to just go on. There's Simon dancing and looking over at Willem, being angsty off to the side. This is the colorful light scene where they're both wearing white. August is looking at a Polaroid of him and Sarah, and this has been taken during the season. I think this Polaroid was taken during this season, since I see no way to retcon it happening in season two. And that fucking sad face won't work on me after two seasons of this bullshit. August confessing his feelings to Sarah, saying, "I've missed you so much it hurts." We were right about who Sarah was looking at in that promo photo.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, dot, dot, dot. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how excited I am about being right about that. Because that just means more August and Sarah. Simon and Willem in the music room.
Fucking
in all caps.
Villa storms out.
Simon saying, "I don't recognize you." And me, I wrote, "Me. Ugly cry. What the fuck happened?"
No, honestly, though.
And I was like, I'm like, new outfit set. Yay. We haven't seen these outfits yet. So it's a new scene, a new day. I'm like, I swear to God, I hoped this room would be better luck this season with both of them out. And it turns out it's still as cursed as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Flash, Royal Palace car races to Halershka. Flash, Simon looking pensive and maybe heartbroken on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Flash, Villa freaking out, possibly a panic attack based on deep breathing he's doing. Flash, Willem tackles August in the library. Same outfits as "You're Not the King Yet." August is wearing the same thing when Sarah eyes him by the lockers.
Mm-hmm.
And August probably deserves this.
Yeah. To be honest, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Even with anything Simon, that's just happened in the first two seasons, he deserves it.
Yeah, yeah. Flash, Simon leaning his head on Linda. Flash, colorful lights party. I thought this was confirmation. It's indoors because I didn't know if a disco ball would be hanging from string, but I realized that it's definitely outdoors. You were right. Flash, Stella smiling, dancing, slash next to Rosh. Like, I'm almost certain that it's Rosh. And I'm like, what the fuck? Actually, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I have nothing to say because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I told Margaret when I saw this, I was like, is this our third lowborn, highborn couple? One for each season? Would not expect it, but also do not hate it. Flash, more partying, clearly among trees. I was wrong. You were right. This scene is outdoors. I'm not mad about it. It's not a gay club in Bjarshad, but it looks like something even crazier. So
it does.
So cool. Flash, Villa dancing at the party with a huge smile on his face. VO of Simon, I'm pretty sure, saying, "Can't we just forget everything that's happened?"
Mm-hmm.
My guest said to Villa when he's being angsty off to the side to get him to this dance.
Yeah.
Like, sees Willem being angsty, Simon goes over being like, "Can we just forget everything that's happened and just dance together?"
Mm-hmm.
Which will be devastating. Flash, beach volleyball game. I only recognize Henry in this shot, so that feels like an establishing shot of a larger scene.
Yeah.
Flash, third years in white, shouting celebrarily at someone. Like, if this is some kind of graduation thing, I hate that.
I hate the fact that August looks happy.
Yeah, I'm like, because I hate that August is there and looks happy, because I'm like, if this is some kind of graduation thing, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because that means he's graduating.
mm-hmm.
Flash, someone lighting fireworks, and Simon's voiceover finishes saying, "Just for tonight." So can we just forget everything that's happened just for tonight?
Mm-hmm.
which hurts. Mm-hmm. Simon and Villa are about to kiss in the colorful lights. They're not wearing white like in all the colorful lights party scenes. I don't know how to make sense of this, especially since they're wearing the same outfits as in the hammock scene. Like, I didn't expect these parts of the plot to be the same episode. But now I don't know what to think. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
No idea.
Flash, Wilhelm dancing at the party continued. I think I spot Simon close to Villa while dancing wildly, so that is good, and that makes sense, and that matches my theory that, like, Simon's the one who got him to start dancing. Flash, August tackles Villa into the side of a bookcase.
Yeah.
And despite the sequence of these flashes, it makes more sense in the space if this tackle comes first, because then Wilhelm can push August away from him with a tackle from his own, which is the previous thing we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So that means August definitely deserved that tackle because he started it.
Yeah. Well, he started it anyways because he pushed Wilhelm.
Yeah, yeah. A flash. Two, I would assume, extras running off the beach into the lake. I didn't recognize those people. But, like, the left one is possibly Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my theory is that the beach and the colorful party scenes are all in the same episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like, basically feels definitive to me. Like, it just makes sense. Especially, like, that all of them kind of been around the same part of the trailer. But
yeah.
In any event, Flash, cool girl squad, hugging while Maddie holds a cup of water. And I wrote, hydrated queen. Flash, Sarah, and August about to kiss, dressed in white. Fuck.
Is what I have to say about that.
I was rooting for you, Sarah. I really was. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Like,
I swear to God.
Why are they in white? Pretty much everyone in the wearing white is in one of the colorful light party scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be around that. And my theory is it's possible they spliced two different parties together. In one, they're all in white and everyone's wearing street clothes in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And this might solve a lot of my confusion. The lighting is just very similar. Flash, Villa taking a deep breath outside. Running clothes? IDK. Like, that looks like a shirt that would be, like, for, like, wicking sweat. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, if he gets into running, honestly, I think that'd be healthy. I mean, he runs for, like, rowing and stuff like that, but I think, actually, that regular exercise like that would probably be good for his anxiety.
Giving him coping mechanisms.
I mean, I say that, but Mans is stressed about something in this and out of breath, so who knows. The lake scene expanded the most that we see in this trailer. Laying on a blanket on the beach, Wilhelm voiceover, is everything okay between us? Dressed in white, before the colorful lights in the white party, Simon is shown saying nothing, but has watery eyes. Wilhelm straight up already has a tear.
Mm-hmm.
Purple tighter card against the sunset. And I wrote, I hate that it's a sunset and not a sunrise, but also maybe it's not sunset. It could be a sunrise and therefore after the party. Like after the colorful lights party. In any event, they're trying to kill us by ending it like that.
Yeah, they sure are.
I refuse to become an alarmist about this because it's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Netflix wants us to do, is be alarmist about them ending the trailer like this, as I saw in the comments of the trailer on YouTube. But I easily see this as episode 3 or 4 of a point in the season where the relationship is rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real rocky based on all these pressures. I could eat my words, but I'm not going to fall prey to manipulative marketing. Like, this is a marketing tactic, I swear to God, and I'm not going to panic based on a less than 3-minute trailer.
You can be rational. I might panic.
But we're going to be watching the day it comes out anyway. And so we'll see soon if we were right to downplay, if I was right to downplay this.
Yes.
So, but seriously, why would you actually put stuff from late in the final season of the show in the trailer for the final season that, like, towards the end of the trailer? Like, that literally feels way, like, way too much of a spoiler.
I don't know.
And the trailer actually does a pretty good job of, like, telling you what the vibe of the season is without giving, like, many actual spoilers. And so, I don't know. Anything like that feels, again, it feels like marketing, good marketing, but I'm not gonna fall for it. I also hope, weird as this sounds, that Simon is crying because Wilhelm started crying. Because Wilhelm already has a tear and Simon's, like, eyes are watery. And, like, Villa is the one asked if everything is okay. And so it could literally be, like, Wilhelm is naturally scared and his anxiety is really up about, like, where their relationship is at. And, like, yeah, like, Simon doesn't really say anything here. And, like, he does look scared and all that. But, like, it could literally just be he's starting to cry because he's realizing how hard it's been on both of them. And, like, it's still, like, could just be this struggle of, like, we're both going through a lot and we are, this moment of reconnecting and, like, maybe, like, trying to be there for each other. And maybe we haven't been doing the best job, but we can try to be better moving forward. I'm like, they care about each other so much and they've been through so much and they're going to hold on as much as they can.
Yeah.
To this relationship. Like, there's no way that, like, they're going to fight hard regardless. And I'm like, sigh, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And thus ends our Coming When series. All further coverage of season 3 will be done when we get to it in our mainland episodes.
Yep.
And that is a promise. Shout out Young Royals Forever, which the first day we were meant to record this was actually when it was announced that that Young Royals Forever was even going to be a thing, the documentary about the making of the last season, celebrating the series as a whole. And as mentioned in the Purple and Orange of season 1, episode 3 cycle, we will be doing a bonus episode for Young Royals Forever. But that's not going to be part of Coming When because it's going to be after we've already watched all of Young Royals. So the answer to Coming When is it already happened. So
yes,
this was always meant to be the shortest series of our podcast.
Yes.
Where like only as many episodes as was needed to hype up to season 3. And season 3 is about to happen, so.
It sure is.
Ready to take us out?
I sure am. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram, @PeopleDon'tTalkAbout. We can't say what our next episode will be because this is a bonus episode that will come out when it comes out. Listen to the end of the previous regular episode to find out what's coming next. And with that, all that's left to say is...
Let's start a revolution, baby.